I would happily work at home for like ages.
Would you?
Maybe not every single day, but probably I'd do it more than come into an office space.
Welcome to today's podcast. Today we're joined by Zach, who's been here for work experience for the last 4 days. Say hello, Zach.
Hello, Zach.
Oh, classic. So today we're just going to have a conversation about what it's been like having work experience in a creative agency, just to gain your insight and keep your insight and learn from a 15-year-old, whatever it may be that you can pass on. So how's your week been?
Incredibly officey.
Officey, oh, okay. We like to say agency, studio-y.
Well, you can't say agency because you have to say agency.
That's fine.
It doesn't really work.
Incredibly officey, okay. So when you applied to come on work experience here, you knew that you were applying to come and work in an office for a week. Is it what you were expecting?
I'd say it's pretty similar.
In fact, what were you expecting? Tell me what you were expecting first.
Sit at a desk with a computer, typing away. I haven't really thought beyond that. I don't know what they'd type at, but something.
Oh, right. So you can't think. Oh, right. So it could have been anything typing out. Okay, fine. How was your experience? Did it match up?
Not at all.
Oh, thank God for that. I was thinking.
Well, it depends.
What do you say now?
Well, the spreadsheet, that was literally sitting at a desk and just going clickety-clack.
Right. So let's give some context then. So for anyone who hasn't been in this room for the last week, we asked Zach to create an inventory of all of our property staging and styling items, of which you got through 143. Sorry. So for the first 2 days, you created a database and you populated it with all the items that we've got descriptions of, pictures of, quantities of.
It was so much fun.
Okay, fine.
Definitely go back and do it again.
Right, okay, so now that's on record. Thank you very much.
I've only got to do that.
So after that then, were there any other tasks that kind of you weren't expecting?
The Matterport was quite something.
Yeah.
But other than that, it kind of matched up.
Did you even know what a Matterport was before you came here?
No, I couldn't.
Interesting. So I like that.
Because it's not an actual name, is it? It's not a noun.
Well, it's a brand name. Had you heard of a virtual tour?
Heard of a virtual tour, just not the software that's used to make it.
Fair enough. So you've learned something there. So have you enjoyed the week?
Yeah, it's been good.
Yeah? Is that a sign of emotion?
That's...
Bit of a nod of a head there.
No, you didn't.
Would you choose this work experience again?
Probably.
Would you? Would you recommend it?
I don't know if there's enough room in the office to recommend it to anyone else. Other than that, then probably, yeah.
But if someone was thinking about doing work experience somewhere, is it worthwhile coming to a marketing agency to do it? Do you think that there's enough things that they can be exposed to? And
I mean, if you're interested in doing something businessy or along the lines of creativity.
Yeah. Then it's worthwhile.
And then I'd say give it a shot, yeah.
Good. Oh, I was going to ask you, have you learnt anything? But, I mean, you already said that you didn't know what the Matterport was, and now you did.
Now it stays in here.
Now it's in your brain forever.
Probably.
Yeah, until tomorrow.
Yeah. Till I have something else that just replaces it.
So, I thought the Matterport was fun doing that. So we'll tag a link to the Zach's version of a Matterport into the podcast notes so everyone can see what the output of his task was. You thought that was hard work?
Artwork.
Oh, artwork. Yeah, no, I would agree with that. It's a piece of art. So you've learned that. Now you know how to create a virtual tour.
Provided I have the finances to actually get the hard
work. Yeah, fair enough. But I think that's, you know, are you taught things like that in school? Are you taught how to actually, you know, there's a lot of theory. Do you, you know?
None of it. Not even in business, BTEC.
Well, you wouldn't be taught the creative side of things, but some of the business stuff that you went through with one of the other directors yesterday, was that useful?
It was useful. I'd never been taught it before, but yeah.
Yeah, because what I found is, and granted, that things have changed a lot since I was in school. I've come out of school, it's been 20 plus years since I was in school, but I came out and I find that I have to unlearn some of those things and learn new things because the world is a totally different place. And I don't want that to happen again. I don't want that, you know, I don't want you to have 5 years of wasted time learning things at GCSE and then 3 years or four or however many at uni. So I think it's important that you do get exposure to things like, you know, how to set up a company, what's the difference between a limited company and a partnership, and when should you do it, and when should you just be a sole trader, and, you know, all of that stuff, and how do you spy on your competitors, and
you get me into it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, now you know. So tell me the difference then between a work day here and a school day.
Well, first of all, I'm not confined to one tiny little room with 29 other irritating individuals.
I'm sure they've got lovely things to say about you.
Yeah, I'm sure. There's a lot more freedom here.
Yeah.
It's only 2 hours longer, which isn't too bad. And there's people that are actually nice to talk to and don't make weird random jokes. Well,
whispering me. All right, nice. Thank you for that. I think my jokes are cracking.
That's the same one about egg jokes.
So a school day, obviously, it's shorter. This is longer. Does it feel longer? Does it drag?
Feels a lot shorter.
Does it? It feels short. I love what I do, and I feel that it goes really quickly. Like, I'll finish the day and I'm thinking so much more stuff I wanted to do that's whirring around in my head. Whereas I suppose when you leave school, you're probably skipping away thinking, woohoo, see you tomorrow.
I think I'll have the end back.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, well, that's good then. Because I think it is important that when you leave, you can have a level of excitement about the fact that you're going to be able to choose where you spend 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, for the next 40 to 50 years.
Yeah. And there's like an actual reward other than very, very, very vague education.
Are you talking about the chocolate drawer in the kitchen or your wages?
Both.
I mean, I must say that chocolate drawer is significantly more empty after this week.
Well, I feel like we're both partially to blame.
No comment. So challenges, what challenges have you faced this week?
Aside from the really, 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 really boring first task.
Do you know what those are? Now you know that, you know, sometimes in life there are things that you just have to do and you have to get through them. And you can't always do things that you love. See, that's a lesson learned.
I mean, other than that, I'd say it's been not exactly easy, but manageable, considering I've had no prior experience in an office.
Do you think you made a good choice? I know that you've been talking to some of your schoolmates about things that they've been doing.
Yeah.
You know, when you're all stood in the playground or in the common room or wherever it is you're standing talking about your work experience, are you like quite happy with your experience and showing the output, or are you kind of thinking, oh crap, they made a better choice, I wish I'd done that?
I assume this one's better than the ones that my mates are doing.
Yes.
I've only got one mate who is actually doing it. The rest of them are still in school.
Really?
Well, it's really hard to find a place.
It's really hard to find a place. In terms of businesses just aren't accepting.
Yeah, too young, or they don't have the right insurance, or they just can't be bothered.
That's a real shame. I do think that's a shame.
This one wasn't exactly easy to get to.
No, not for you. You've had to travel a bit to get here.
A little
bit. Yeah. Well, you know, we're based in the middle of Cheshire as well, so not ideal for everyone. And, you know, the fact that we're in the countryside as well.
Middle of a field.
Yeah, middle of a field. Middle of three fields. But, you know, the views are lovely, and
have me now, so even.
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy. It's been a good week. It has been a good week, actually. Yeah. It's been nice to have another male in the office, because Mike's probably really enjoyed that, what with him being the only guy. But, yeah, just having a new dynamic, it's been good.
Yeah.
And you've been open to pretty much everything, you know, which has been fun.
I mean, you did mention expanding, though, so if I'm actually got any qualifications, which is only a year, and I'll have a BTEC.
Yeah.
Which should be distinction if I actually get my teacher a little bit. Hopefully.
I think you've worked enough and you've earned it by the sounds of it. The thing is, though, when I'm recruiting, I don't necessarily look for a certain level of qualification. It's important. And something I have definitely found is that people with a degree seem to have a better grasp on managing projects, on managing time. But I think that also probably comes with experience in other areas. But it's not necessarily the degree, because I know that a degree can be very much theory-based, especially from a creative agency perspective, we need somebody who has all of that knowledge, but also can actually do the do. They need to be able to use Adobe and Creative Suite, and, you know, they need to actually understand how to run a digital marketing campaign and, you know, Google Ads and all of the, you know, technical SEO and all of that side of things. So
I know what that is.
You do. Yeah. You've learned something.
Oh, that was from business. It's like the only term that I learned in business.
What's it mean?
Search engine optimization.
And it's massive.
It's huge.
Yeah. But no, if we were to expand, then that's interesting.
I'm all ears.
You're all ears. You would come and work here. That's nice. That's good to hear. You spent 4 days working with us and you would happily stay with us. I love that.
Aside from the fact they'd have to be work from home, because as great as this place is, I'm not taking a 3.5 hour train journey every single morning.
Right, that was my next question. One of our staff works remotely and two of our team work from home a couple of days per week. What are your thoughts on office environment, having a good vibe, you know, being at home? Because I've worked from home for a lot of years, like remotely on my own.
Yeah.
And I like an office environment, but I also really like being on my own. I think a mix works well, but some people are at home and they just really miss people. They feel really isolated really quickly. What do you think?
I would happily work at home for like ages.
Would you?
Maybe not every single day, but probably I'd do it more than come into an office space.
So working remotely and maybe talking to your colleagues on video chat and Slack and WhatsApp and all of those things, that would fulfill your social need.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It'd be good.
Do you think your friends would feel the same?
A lot of my mates are weirdos, so probably, yeah. They all love staying at home.
I don't think it's a weirdo thing. I think it's a generation thing.
No, they are weird.
Well, we were looking at some Gen Z stuff yesterday and reading out some of the trends.
Some of that was a bit odd.
But some of the trends of what a millennial is, what a Gen Z, you know, not obviously what one is, but trends from that demographic. And some of the trends of the demographic of Gen Z, which is the category that you fall into, were pretty spot on. So I don't think it's weirdos. I think it is just interesting. So last question. How are you ever going to imagine going into a workplace where they don't have an office dog?
I'd be utterly devastated, and I would be willing to buy one for everyone, provided they like chipped in at least a little bit.
Right, okay, well.
How could you not have a marketing director? I mean,
marketing director. I know Teddy does a great job. He's not here today, and he doesn't actually bark that much. He's pretty mute, but he must have been a bit of a pro to come in, I think.
He's got more experience than me.
Yeah, I know, well.
He might be older than him, but he's got a long time in the office.
Well, yeah, let's think about that. He's nearly 70. You know, he's had a good long life. He's been in this agency since the start. He's been here for the whole 7 years, so he knows a lot, that dog. Anyway, good. Okay, well, I'm pleased you've had a good time. I'm pleased that you were happy to share your experience with us. And now you can go home, go back to school.
And be annoying to everyone.
Yeah. Woohoo!